AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The latest polls show Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump, but it appears he's gaining some ground in the presidential race. Today, Clinton is rolling out a new ad aimed at military veterans that she hopes will undercut his message on defense. Our Sandy Kozel reports that both Clinton and Donald Trump will be in battleground states again today.
With Labor Day behind them, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are pushing ahead in top presidential battlegrounds. The Republican nominee is set to campaign in Virginia and North Carolina today. Both are critical states in his path to the presidency. Democrat Clinton will campaign in Florida, the nation's largest swing state. A Clinton victory in Florida would make it virtually impossible for Trump to overcome her advantage in the race for 270 electoral votes. I'm Sandy Kozel.
President Obama says the U.S. has a moral obligation to help Laos after conducting a secret war on that nation during the fight in neighboring Vietnam.
The United States dropped more than 2 million tons of bombs here in Laos. More than we dropped on Germany and Japan combined during all of World War II.
The U.S. was trying to cut off communist forces in Vietnam decades ago. This morning, the president announced the U.S. will give Laos millions of dollars to dig up those bombs that didn't explode then, but decades later harmed farmers and children, said the president. Hurricane Newton slammed into Los Cabos on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula this morning. Tourists huddled in their hotels as the power went out. The National Hurricane Center's Todd Kimberlane.
We do expect weakening as it passes over the Baja California Peninsula. The terrain there is somewhat rugged, but it depends on how much of the peninsula it passes over. Certainly, if it's a smaller section, there might be less weakening that occurs.
Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson reportedly has settled a sexual harassment lawsuit against Roger Ailes. This is AP Radio News. British Airways passengers have been complaining of long lines at the airports as the airline apologizes for a computer glitch in the check-in systems that are delaying travelers around the world. Eric Blangstead was flying from San Francisco to London, or trying to.
We've talked to the people. They've offered us cold water and some chips and sympathy, and they apologized.
He talked to KGO-TV. FlightAware says about 17% of British Airways flights were delayed by midday in London. A United Airlines flight made an emergency landing in Nashville after an apparently drunk passenger caused a disturbance. Police say the man told officers he had 8 drinks before boarding the flight from Cincinnati to Houston. The pilot diverted the flight after police say the man broke a bathroom door on the airplane, got sick, and then started speaking loudly in Arabic. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.